Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah. Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, June the 20th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my sisters, we've got a mind-blowing show scheduled for you today. Today, I want to introduce my upcoming audio series, and I did get a thumbs up on the sound, so cool. So I think we're ready to roll. and I'm going to be making sure that I stay hydrated. So I'm still, you know, nursing the voice and all that good stuff back to 100%. So I just want to make sure, brothers and sisters, that we all, or that you specifically understand this new audio series that I have that's coming up on June the 30th. I posted on my Facebook events page. So I'm going to be sharing more information. This is an intro to that series. You know, I've done a lot of stuff in the past already on blood, but for some reason or other, that is a big topic at least online and at least from the viewership, the amount of comments that I get on my YouTube channel, the amount of questions that I get in reference to blood. One thing I've never discussed specifically in vivid detail or with more specific information, I've always talked in circles about your blood type is your God type, but I've never really went in depth to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify specifically what that means and how that relates to you and I. So today I want to introduce and I want to lay down the format that we're going to be discussing in this new audio series. And again, the cost is a pay-per-view. Cost is $100 if it's paid before June the 24th. So from now to June the 24th, the cost is $100. After June the 24th, June the 25th to June the 30th, the series starts on the 30th. The cost is $149. And then after the 30th, July the 1st, cost is $199. And again, the detail is on my website. On my Facebook page, Instagram, and I will also be sending out an email just to let you know about the logistics as far as payment-wise for the program. Now, what's so different about this program or this particular cost? You know, I have a book entitled, What Does Your Blood Say About You? In that book, I break down all of the 8 blood types and how you should eat. Now, first of all, I have a chapter inside of the Dear Kinnear Reports that based and explains your blood to you and your blood type. Then I have a book entitled, then I have a series called The Forbidden Sciences that talks about blood. Then I have a whole nother 10-hour audio about blood alchemy and how your blood is the crystal-like matrix, meaning that inside of your blood, there are little pieces of like quartz crystals. They're like amplifiers. So the blood amplifies certain things. So I've done, you know, 2 written books and 2 audio series already on blood. So why do I need to do any more information on blood? Well, I never really broke down this information because it's so controversial. And so now I'm going to be talking about some of the things that haven't really been revealed, at least I haven't shared with the general public. The first thing that we're going to be talking about in this series, excuse me, that I haven't discussed with the public, I've talked about it in private, but I've never really broke it down in public. So we're going to break down again the blood and what it actually means, what it is, not only biologically, but spiritually. Coming from the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11, and the book of Genesis, chapter 4, primarily chapter 4, verse 10. And we're going to break down what does it mean when Cain slew Abel, and it said that Abel's blood spoke. We're going to break that down. Then we're going to break down Leviticus 17. That's what we're going to do during this series. This is the benefit for you. This is why it is paramount that you participate or be a part of this series or get this information from someone else if you're not able to get this information from me. Because a lot of people talk about, especially within the African-American community, they talk about melanin. Now, I've never been a component of melanin because I understand that melanin, unlike many other things in the periodic table, isn't necessarily a primary mineral or an enzyme or an element. It is something that is produced within the body, but it's not necessarily something that is a part of the body. It is a I can't even say secondary issue. It's something that's similar to hemoglobin and hemocyanin. So in this series, we're going to touch on that as well, hemoglobin and hemocyanin. See, some of you are copper-based beings. Some of you are iron-based beings. Those two are the most important elements other than the number one element, because everything is a manipulation of the one, hydrogen. And so we have to break this down so that way you understand, again, how the life of the flesh is in the blood and what does that mean. So that's why this series is so important. First, right out of the box during this series, I'm going to break down. I'm going to go through the book of Genesis, chapter 4, and we're going to break it down so you understand the paramount importance of the difference between breath and blood. Because the life of the spirit is in the breath, but the life of the flesh is in the blood. We got to break it down so that way you over, you under, and understand the esoteric meaning behind that statement. And then we got to understand, why is God a blood God? Why does God require blood sacrifices, the God of the Old Testament? What is it about taking a lamb, cutting its throat, and sprinkling the blood in order to go into the altars? Why blood? What is it about the shedding of blood? Do you over, under, and understand the magnitude of the blood sacrifice and what that means? Excuse me. Well, we have to break it down so that way you understand, again, why this is important. Because, see, blood is the essence. It is the carrier of life. So anytime you talk about blood, what you are talking about is the true, understanding that blood is a mixture of cells and plasma. And blood flows throughout the human body. Without this movement of blood, you would be a dead man or a dead woman. But yet flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So blood is only important for you on this dimension, at least according to what we can fathom or gather. Because flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So blood is not that important, but blood does have reference while you're on this dimension, because every cell in the body gets its nutrients from blood. So if you don't understand the importance of your blood, keeping your blood clean or pure, and the things that damage the blood, then you will not be able to provide oxygen and nutrients to the cells in your body, and you will find yourself suffering from a lot of preventable, especially within the African American community, what we see a lot of people suffering from, preventable diseases like hypoglycemia, high blood pressure, diabetes, sickle cell anemia, all of these types of things. These are all blood-borne pathogens or blood issues. So the blood plasma and the blood cells are the cellular portion of the blood. See, the plasma is the fluid that the blood floats in. But nobody talks about the plasma. So what is plasma? Well, plasma is just electrolytes. But notice the word electrolytes. Father, touch the minds of your people. So we're going to break down. It is light that produces electricity. Excuse me, electrolytes. So if anybody that's been any type of athletic performance, you already understand what I'm about to say right now. I have to make sure I stay hydrated today. So when I talk about electrolytes or electricity, it is inside of your blood cells. This allows your blood cells to communicate, that we talked about yesterday and the day before, cellular communication. So your body loses electrolytes the more you exercise. That's the paramount. That's one of the most important things you have to understand during this series. And this is why I'm doing this series, because people are dying from preventable diseases. Now, we're going to get into the esoteric stuff of the blood gods, but I need you to understand the biological, because we're going to go through the biological, the electrical, and the chemical. We're going to deal with the spirit, the soul, and the body. During this 10-hour series, again, starts on June the 30th, it is very important that you and your loved ones, if at all possible, that you participate in this series. Now, also in this series, I'm going to give away or include two of my other books. My book, What Does Your Blood Say About You? And my book, Blood Alchemy, for everybody that participates in this series. So not only will you get this series, but you'll get two of my previous series as well as an accompaniment for participating in this series. Why? You need to understand that what you are doing is you are not replacing the cell salts. See, the cell salts are the salts of salvation. So salvage salvation. So the electrolytes is when you exercise, your body loses salt through sweat. The more you exercise, I used to cramp up during track season every year. I would just be running at 3:30, and in the middle of the race, my stomach, my abs would just lock up. And then I couldn't breathe. I would just run off the track, fall down, and I would curl up in a fetal position because I didn't have no salts. My body was missing certain cell salts. See, I didn't know. That's why I've done the story. You stay in your mother's womb for 9 months until you get 9 of the 12 cell salts. So if you don't get the other 3, then your body, again, will not be able to be salvaged. This is blood. This is part of understanding your blood work. Before we even getting into talking about the blood god and the blood gods, we got to understand the blood. That's the purpose of the series. So we're going to go through that. We're going to break down, again, the importance of understanding, again, the cell salts and what they play. How, if you have a salt imbalance, you will always suffer from severe dehydration, which is going to lead to heart and nervous problems. Most people who have high blood pressure, they got a blood salt. They got a cell salt problem, not a blood pressure problem. The blood slows down when it doesn't have enough water and enough salt or electrolytes. Again, it is the electricity that lights up the cell so the cells can communicate. So anytime you have a problem with the blood, it's usually your electrolytes. That's where I would start. That's why we got sports drinks, because they help with replacing the electrolytes inside of the body, because that is the plasma that carries the blood. It's not the blood, it's the plasma. But then we have the actual blood cells, the red blood cells and the white blood cells that float inside of the plasma or the electrolytes. This, again, my brothers and sisters, allows antibodies to be produced inside of the body. So we're going to break down the RBCs and what that means, and we're going to talk about the WBCs and the platelets during this series. We're going to go through the biological aspect really quickly because we're really going to focus on the spiritual aspect. So the RBCs is the red blood cells. The WBCs is the white blood cells. And then we have platelets inside of the blood. Some of most people's blood carry oxygen. There's a few of you out there listening to me. You're a copper-based being. Your blood is hemocyanin. It carries, again, nitrogen primarily. See, but all blood is produced inside of the bones. That is why everything that I do is designed to maintain my bone structure, not my muscle structure. Father, touch the minds of your people. So when I exercise so that way it benefits my bones. I don't exercise to get big muscles. I exercise to get big bones. Because the bones is where the blood is produced. So during this series, we're going to break down how the blood god designed you and who your blood god is. Because if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going back to. And each blood god requires different sacrifices, for lack of a better term, basically patterns. Now remember, the word blood means life. The word type, as we talked about yesterday when we talked about the archetype. The word arc, remember, meant original. The word type, you guys remember from yesterday, means pattern. So therefore, during this series, I'm going to break down your life pattern. Because the word blood means life, but we're talking about terrestrial life. So I can tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing on earth based upon your blood type. I know everything about you based upon your blood type. I know your entire personality based upon your blood type. And I know your weaknesses and your strengths based upon your blood types. I know what you should eat and what you shouldn't do and what you should not eat based upon your blood type. Because you're either magnetic or you're electric. You got to eat like a gorilla or you got to eat like a polar bear. And you have to get an iron-based diet or a copper-based diet based upon whether you're hemoglobin or whether you're hemocyanin based upon the blood god. So if you're blood type A positive, your god is different from all the other blood types. So every blood type has a particular ruling disposition or archetype. And so if you don't understand the ruling disposition, if you don't understand the archetype, if you don't understand the pattern, Blood is a pattern. And if you don't understand that pattern, then you violate that pattern. That results in what is called disharmony. That leads to dis-ease within inside of the body. You must eat for your blood type, not for your tongue type. You can't eat for your taste buds. You got to eat for your cells, your blood, not the plasma, the blood. And so this is not, at least to my knowledge, I can't find this being taught. And so I decided that, you know what, I need to do a series that breaks down the blood gods. So we got 8 blood types, and we got 7 blood gods. Really 8, but one is doing double duty. Excuse me. So I'm going to go through doing this 10-hour series and reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify some things that you've never heard probably in your life. I'm going to need you to put your big boy drawers and your big girl drawers on to be a part of this series, because I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify something that I don't know if people really understand when we talk about, again, the blood. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. So most people don't understand what that means. And your blood speaks. Most people don't know what that means. So we have to break down the frequency of your blood and what it is saying and who is it saying. And then we got to go deeper down the rabbit trail to break down the bloodline, your bloodline. And then we have to totally, once and for all, put this debate about Rh negative blood to sleep. Because there's a lot of people, you know, the whole, you know, Anunnaki theory, the whole extraterrestrial theory and everything that happened with the human race. That's not a race, because we ain't running nowhere. But we have to understand, and this series is going to answer questions like, so who is the genetic engineer of the human race? Who is the God that, you know, genetically engineered us, if you will? And we need to answer the question, and during this series, we're going to answer the question. Why were they, or what was the intent? Because they took a Homo Magnon, a Homo Neanderthal, and they upgraded him, so to speak. What was the purpose? And the next question that I have that we're going to answer during this series is, why are there so many different kinds of people? Like, I really noticed that, like, especially when I had opportunity to go over to Korea. And I was over in Korea when I was in the military. And it's interesting because, and I remember, I think, old boy that played with Pittsburgh, who was a black Korean, Hines Ward. I remember watching an interview by Hines Ward, and he was talking about this as well. In Korea, there's no such thing as racism. Because there's nothing but Koreans over there. Now, I never really thought about that until I went over there. And I went over there to a place called Busan. And it's interesting. Then I went to Okinawa. Then I went to mainland Japan. Then I went to Hawaii. And on the Big Island, and went to all the other, and I saw Samoans. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a Samoan, like the real ones. I've never seen one that was like under maybe 6 feet tall and that weighed less than 300 pounds. Now, and I'm not talking about fat. There are some Samoans that are fat. But all the ones I saw when I was over there, them are some big, them are some big people. Then I go to Japan and I was like a giant over there. Them are some little people. They'll still beat you down, though, because they take karate from birth, seems like. But why, what, how in the world can Samoans be, on average, females now, female Samoans, 6 feet, 350, easy muscle. The dudes, oh, man, Them dudes look like giants. Then you go to mainland Japan. I remember going to Osaka. I remember the first time going to Tokyo, walking around shopping. And all of the Japanese people were rubbing, they came up to me and they would rub my skin. And then they would touch my hair. They had never seen a black man before. And I was just like a celebrity over there. I used to love it. They are different people. Japanese people, no disrespect to anybody, and I'm not saying different as in a bad way. In fact, I mean, that's the Japanese culture, out of all the places I've been in the world, that's one of the most deepest, most serene, most respectful, the Japanese culture is just, man, everything they do is off the hizzle shizzle. So we're going to talk about the difference. Why are there so many different types of mankind? We're going to break that down during the series. And where did all of these different types of mankind come from? And the biggest question is, on the surface of the blood cells, there's only two types of blood. One has no antibodies in it. Their blood don't produce antibodies. There's only one blood type. Then there's only one blood type that don't have no antigens. Now, the word antigen means anti-genes. It goes against, it fights against specific genes. Why would we have blood that attacks and kills other genes? To protect the host. Why? So we need to answer these. And during this series, I'm going to answer, again, this powerful. There are powerful energies, we'll put it that way, or entities. And according to all of the ancient texts, especially the ancient Sumerian culture and the Sumerian texts, which is southern Iraq, which is why I believe we was in Iraq. Because Saddam Hussein said that he was a descendant of King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Saddam Hussein and his pappy, his daddy. I don't know if you know anything about Prescott Bush, George Bush, his pappy. And I don't know if you know anything about Donald Trump's daddy. But you might want to pimp the game, homie. Why y'all think we went to Iraq and we went straight to them freaking Saddam's palace? And we went downstairs and we raided and looted. Because Saddam said something that he was just about to reveal to the world before we invaded Iraq. First time, George Bush won. That's when I was in the military. George Bush won. General Schwarzkopf. I'm not talking about Bush 2 and all this other stuff when they captured him. Bush won. Why, brothers and sisters? Y'all think we was over there for oil? You think we were over there because they was building that they had weapons of mass destruction? Y'all brought that? So we got to explain, because Saddam knew what I know, and he's a dead man, because he said he was going to tell everybody what he knew. So since I ain't trying to be a dead man too, I'm going to talk in circles on this public stuff. That's why I'm doing this show in private. That's why I'm charging money. Now let me make sure you understand the importance of what I'm getting ready to express, expose, and expand. So there are a particular... there are particular, how can we put this delicately, types of entities. These entities were and are genetically different, and they did alter primitive man to create a particular type of intellectually robust and physically stimulating entities or individuals. They, in the Bible, they're called the great men of renown. Now, it's funny, but it's not funny, but all of the great men of renown. So you read any story, whether it's about Samson, whether it's about David, whether you, like the movie that Brad Pitt, Troy. All of the Greek mythologies, Hercules, Poseidon, all of the superheroes that we see today, all of the X-Men, all of the Avengers, all of these quote-unquote men of great renown. These, my brothers and sisters, are the offspring, if you will, of those who from heaven and came to earth. Now, as I've proven, and I would recommend that you do your own research, find out the blood type of all of the royal family in Great Britain. Just do some research. What is the British royal family's blood type? What is pretty much every black African-American in Hollywood who's in the upper, if they on TV? What's Will Smith's blood type? What's Denzel Washington's blood type? What about Jay-Z? What about Beyonce? Anybody that's in Hollywood, that's on TV, that's got fame and fortune, what is their blood type? Well, we're going to talk about it during this series. Because their God, this particular blood type, God, runs the shiznits. And it's on this dimension. And if you don't understand that, and you go and you fight and you claw and you do all of this stuff, and you're wondering why, hey, you can sing better, you can dance better, you can jump higher. What was Michael Jordan's blood type? What's LeBron James' blood type? Why is in all the movies this blood type is always shown in the back? There's always a, all the movies, me and my wife, we just be watching the movies now. We just be waiting for it, and she'll nudge me. Oh, there it goes. So now I got her noticing. They'll show a bag. Like all of like the underworld movies. All of the, I mean, we was watching the movie Lord Impeller. Man, I love that movie. The Dracula, the Untold Story. Who is that dude in the cave, man? Who is that dude in the cave that Dracula went to and made that deal with? That was Aruman. Akruman. Exodus 33:23. Been saying it for 25 years. When they put it in the movie, my toes were just curled as I was sitting there watching it. I love Dracula Untold. Who is the Lord Impeller? You can go to dictionary.com right now and type it in. Lord Impeller. What was his blood type? That was a real dude. This is some serious stuff. When you start talking about this stuff and you figure it out and you go out and you start running off at the mouth, you and your family will come up missing. They don't want people to know this. Because then, why are you going to compete if you're not of the God kind? If you're not of the God class, you think they're going to let you in? Why do you think Princess Diana ain't on the planet no more? I'm just putting this out there. Have you done any research on the British royal family? What about the presidents of the United States? What is the genetic makeup of the Rh negative that make them different, brother? That makes them different, sister? Now, everybody, that's a lot of Rh negative. All of the blood types have Rh negatives in them. So what's the difference between A negative, B negative, AB negative, and O negative? Because all of the negative bloods are not a part of the great men of renown. There's only one specific blood type that we're going to be breaking down during this set, during this series. Do you got that blood type? And then there is a type of blood type racism that's going on that most people don't even understand. Don't believe me? Go to the doctor and be of this blood type. They're going to try to siphon all. Every time you go to the doctor, they're going to be telling you, well, we need to get more blood. We need to get more blood. Go to the doctor if you are Rh negative and you have this particular blood. Now, you could be Rh negative. It could be Rh negative, you know, A negative, it could be negative, it could be AB negative, it could be O negative, but there is one blood type that's in all of the movies, that's all of the elite, all of the British family, everybody that's anybody, all of the 1%ers have this blood type. But the question, that's not everybody knows that. I'm not charging you freaking $100 to tell you something you already know. I got to tell you why. What is it about this blood type that ain't nobody saying nothing about, as I told you guys before? So during this series, brothers and sisters, we're going to take the gloves off, and I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how you are divided. You are separated by blood, not by race. Man, I'm so sick and tired of hearing fools walk around here talking about race. You think God is concerned about your color? Hell no. It's about a freaking covenant. It's not about color. It's about a covenant. It's a blood covenant. And each blood God made a specific covenant with a specific people and a specific blood type. Your blood type is your covenant type. So I'm not interested in your color. I don't give a damn what race you are. I want to know what your blood type is, bruh. I want to know what your blood type is, sis. And you should know what your blood type is. Everything in this universe on this dimension is about the blood, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, and everybody wants to control your flesh. So if I know your blood type, I can control your flesh type. Now, I got the greatest job in the world. Every day I wake up, I get to do something. I don't know if y'all really understand what it's like to be in my skin. So let me give you a glimpse into the weird, wacky world of Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, who's nursing himself back to health today. So every day I wake up, I get to help people find their purpose. Now, think about this for a moment. Out of everything on earth that you can do, now you could read. Some people work with animals. Some people build houses. My son, you know, he's an architect. He loves to build, work for Habitat, build a house from the ground up. My dad was like that. Some people are mechanics. Give them a car, man, they in heaven. Computer. Some people can write code. They can write apps. They can, what about the hardware? Some people are software, hardware designers. There's so many different occupations. There's so many different skill sets. There's so many different talents. But out of all of the skill sets, out of all of the talents, to be able to take somebody off the street who don't know their head from a hole in the ground, like I was, who are they broke, busted, and disgusted, not necessarily financially, but they just lost. They don't know why they're here. They're just on earth sucking up God's green air. They ain't got a snowball's chance in hell of making an impact. at least not positively. Why? No purpose. So I get to take a person and I ask them one question. What is your name that was given to you at birth? Now, your mother and father thought that they named you, but the universe named you. God knew you in your mother's womb. Your name, each letter, unlocks or locks a particular codex or codon inside of your DNA. And it releases certain parts of the blood. It actually, there's crystals inside of the blood. Now, inside of your blood, right now as I am speaking to you, your blood cells are going through a process called hemotopoiesis. I'm hoping I'm doing that a little justice. So I hate clicking around because it starts to mess up the sound, but let me see if I can get the correct pronunciation for you, so that way you can follow me as I can explain to you why this series is a must. Again, if you sign up early, it's only $100. The series does come with two free books. Again, my book, What Does Your Blood Say About You? What Does Your Blood Type Say About You? And my book, Blood Alchemy. Now, if you don't understand blood alchemy, man, like alchemy is the transference or transmutation. So blood alchemy, blood means life. Alchemy, it means alchemist, it's the chemistry. How to chemically change the makeup of the blood. So that's what that series, that's included again, totally for free. Again, it costs $100. You sign up early, $149. You sign them right before the end of the month, and $199 starting on July 1st. Now, why should you take this series? What's the benefits? The biggest benefit of this, of taking this series, is for you to understand again the blood gods. That is again the archetypes. That is again the blood types, blood life type pattern. That is the blood pattern or your life patterns. So we all have a certain particular pattern. Hematopoiesis. Damn, I wasn't even close. So hematopoiesis, spelled H-E-E, hema. Now, in the Bible, and we're going to break this down to in the series, we're going to define the definition of the word again in the Bible. And again, I do apologize for my voice. Thankfully, all of this stuff is coming up, so I'm feeling a lot better now. But we're gonna be breaking down this word again. Hematopoiesis. Hematopoiesis. That means foundations of the blood. Hematopoiesis. You ever heard that word? Anybody? Hematopoiesis. Now, hematopoiesis, again, is the word hemata and poiesis. So during this series, again, we're going to touch on it really quickly because this is the biological aspect of it. This series, we're going to focus really on the blood gods and how they patterned you or positioned you or pigeonholed you. Now, you can stay in that pigeonhole if you want to, or you can exercise blood alchemy, and you can do what Yahushua did. Now, Yahushua, all through the Bible, Yahushua talks about the blood of Christ, the blood of the Lamb. There are songs that we sing about the blood. Oh, the blood. Remember them old spiritual songs? They sing about the blood. Why? Hemo. Hemato comes from the word H-E-M-O. So this word hemato, that comes from the word hemo, it means blood. It comes from the Greek word hemato, H-A-I-M-A-T-O, which comes from the word, again, from the Hebrew word that we're going to be breaking down during the series. So this word hematopoiesis, hemato, hemo, it means blood in the Greek. So hama, the Greek word hama, like the word hamas, but hama, hemo, H-E, kind of like chemo, except with the H, H-E-M-O. So this word hematopoiesis. So we got the word hemata, hemo, blood, but poiesis. Poiesis means making. Father, touch the minds of your people. It ain't asking you, brother. It ain't asking you, sister. Your blood making you. So if you don't understand the pattern, before you was a freaking hatchling on this earth, your blood speaks to your organs and they tell them what to do. Hematopoiesis is the ability for the blood to make or to form. Poiesis, my brothers and sisters. Poiesis, again, that's the word that simply means P-O-E-S-Y, posse, which means making one, to make one. So you walking around thinking you've been charged, right? So this word, hematopoiesis, the blood is in the act of making or producing. If I can control your blood, I can control you. Now, your blood type determines your personality type. Now, we all know this. You can go to Google, you can research that. So the stuff I'm going to be talking about, you can't find on Google. Because I'm going to challenge you, and I'm going to ask you, okay, after I say something, I'm going to say, hey, go Google it. See if it come up. Yeah, it ain't going to come up. I already Googled it. So Let me make sure you understand what I just said. Hematopoiesis. Blood forms. Blood is a pattern. It is blood means life. Again, type means pattern. It is a type of pattern that controls your life. If you don't know that pattern, if I'm A positive and I'm trying to do O positive stuff, that is not my pattern. I'm going to be crying. I'm going to be blowing snot. Oh, God, I'm going to be praying every day. And God's going to say, I'm sorry, dog. I can't. God honors his word pattern above his own name. So you can pray in the name of God all you want. The pattern of God. God has universal laws that he's already set. He's written them. He's no longer written his laws, his patterns, on stone. He's written them in the hearts and the minds of his people. Now, what muscle in the body pumps blood? Can somebody please help me understand? I'm a little slow. Last time I checked, it was called a heart. So when your blood goes through your heart, what the beep you think is going on up in here? Well, it goes through four chambers and it's picking up some communication, some informing, because each chamber of the heart represents the letter of the Hashem. And the heart walls, the wall of the heart is the shin of the heart. It's the teeth of the heart. It is the power of the heart. Why should you take this series? So you can understand the shiftness that I understand. And you can go through life. You won't beat yourself up no more. After this series, you will never have worry. You'll never have no doubt. You'll never be angry anymore because you know your lane. See, I'm A positive blood. So I'm not going to try to do O positive shiznits. That ain't me. I'm not going to try to do AB positive or AB negative stuff. I'm not going to eat like I got B blood because I got A blood. And I got positive blood, so I'm an electric being. I'm not a magnetic being. So you ain't going to see me out eating a bunch of meat and fat. You're going to see my dog behind over there eating nuts and berries. Why? I came out the womb. I've been eating trail mix all my life. Had no clue until I did the study and the work, and I found out, oh, okay. I didn't know why. I just was automatically drawn. That's my freaking pattern. Came out the womb. Everybody said, hey, man, let's go get some steak and potatoes. No, dude, I'm going to think I'm going to eat a salad. Come on, man, what do you mean? Then everybody say, hey, dude, let's go do some drugs and alcohol. Well, yeah, I'm not into drugs and alcohol. What? Come on, man, you're a Marine. We freaking drink and go kill stuff. No, I don't like to kill stuff. What? All them fools that was talking about they that like to kill stuff, they got a certain blood type. What? Have you ever done any research? Why there's no Oriental people in prison? What is the predominant blood type of the Orientals? What is people in the Orient, the dragon blood, homie? What's their blood type? What blood type predominantly ends up in prison? You might want to know things like that. So that way you already, if you know you got a predisposition for a particular something because of your blood, your pattern, then you're going to able to do and you're going to understand. I ain't going to try to pronounce this word. We'll break it down in the series. It's called plural potentiality. P-L-U-R-I. Plural, and then the word potential. P-O-T-E-N-T-I-A-L. Now, that's a cookie blower. It deals with, again, the homeostasis of the stem cells. Now, I was watching this video where they're taking fat cells. They are providing growth hormones, stimulation to produce stem cells. Now, remember, the father, the patar, is not a stem cell. He's a progenitor cell. So, again, the pleroma is probably that stem cell. But the father that we have, the God that we have on this earth, he's a progenitor cell. Now, do you know the difference between a progenitor cell and a stem cell from a biological perspective? If you don't know that, you might need to understand, bruh. Because, see, you could be a progenitor cell, but you're trying to do stem cell shiznits. Guess what's going to happen? crash and burn. So now that I understand the big picture, I understand my blood type, I understand, again, my life pattern. Now, my name helps me. That's why y'all think I put this in y'all Dear Canary reports, man. It goes with your natal type. It goes with the letters of your name. What about your place of birth? Why the hell was I born in Podunk, Texas? Why wasn't I born in San Francisco? Why wasn't I born in Hawaii over there with them freaking 6'5 Samoans? Well, hell, I'm only 5'5, so I probably would get my ass whooped every day if I was over there with everybody else that's 6'5. So the universe says, yeah, that fool's a midget, basically. We need to put his little dog behind somewhere where he don't get whooped every day. Otherwise, he won't be able to fill his purpose. You honestly think that you were just born where you were just born because the universe just was bored and was given the name that you was given and the blood type that you was given? So if you don't put all of this together, but when I wake up every day, I love being me. Now, I used to hate me. Now, I love me because I know me. See, I spent time studying other things. I never studied my own blood type. I was too busy freaking chasing, trying to get money and trying to get women. What do I do all day? Man, I can bring my wife on this phone right now. She'll tell you, yeah, that fool sits in his damn little cubbyhole on the computer. She asked me, like, honey, you coming to bed? Because I got the best job in the world. I can tell you what you're going to do before you even know you're going to do it. And I just sit back and I just watch people because you cannot tell people not to experience life. I cannot tell you. I see you getting ready to drive off the cliff, but you got to drive off the cliff. You need the experience of driving off the cliff. So I get out of the way. Sometimes I even encourage you. Like, people get mad sometimes. I remember the first Eagles Club falling out. We had a big meeting. And there was like, you know, I tried to play along and act like I was, you know, angry and upset. But it was like kicking little birds out of the nest. Them little suckers, they had kind of went through it and they needed to go. I knew that, but they didn't. So they was like, oh, man, Brother Will, you sorry, mother, blah, 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 blah. I cannot believe you're doing this. Now I look at them and they out blooming. They doing their things. Why? Because of my job, my blood type, my name, the ley lines of my birth. Where were you born, brothers and sisters? Do you know the significance of the ley lines of your birth? That's the bloodline of the earth. The same way you got blood vessels and blood arteries that carry nutrition, the earth does too. You came out of one of those. That's very important. It is huge if you're born in New Orleans, Louisiana versus San Francisco, California. You think I'm going to coach you the same if you're from New Orleans and I'm coaching somebody that's from San Francisco, I'm coaching somebody that's from the Netherlands, or I'm coaching somebody from New Zealand, I had a client in New Zealand, or I'm coaching somebody from Zimbabwe? You think I'm going to coach them all the same? No. The culture, the ley lines, the energy, the vibration, totally different. Every day I wake up, I get to see the intricate workings of how God has orchestrated you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of God's eye. You are his prime creation. All of the fire beings, all of the jinns, all of the genies are jealous because you are a clay being. So, and you have something inside of you that they don't have. And let me be crystal clear as I bring this to a close. These jinns, in the Quran, it talks about how when God made Adam, certain beings was like, we're not subservient to them fools because they made out of dirt. They made out of clay. And God was like, yeah, you're going to bow the knee, homie. They have something that you don't. And if you don't understand what that something is, you are in deep kimchi. Because the Bible talks about something called the water and the blood. I think my old old folks talk about it. They don't say water. They leave out the T and they replace it with a D. Y'all ever heard them old mothers in the church? So let's close with one of the scriptures I'm going to be breaking down during this series. Again, cost of the series is $99, $100 before June the 24th, $149 after June the 24th, but before June the 30th, and then after June the 30th, $200. 1 John 5:6 says something that's very profound that we're going to be discussing, because again, it's talking about overcoming the world. So if you don't know this about your blood, my brothers, you don't know this about your blood, my sisters, you cannot overcome the world. That's why these jinn, these fire beings, they don't like you. You got blood, they don't. You got what is called the life vesture or the life vest. So 1 John 5:5 says this. 1 John 5:5 says, who then overcomes the world? It's a question. The writer is asking, okay, how are we going to overcome the world, dude? We're in this world, but we're not of this world. So how can we're at a disadvantage. Then the writer of 1 John 5:5 says, only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies to this, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify. Three that testify. Do you have these three, brother? Do you have these three, sister? This is how you overcome the world. This is why you need to be on this series. You, your mama, your cousin, your aunts, your uncles, your neighbor, everybody that can do this need to be on this series so you can learn how to overcome the world. 1 John 5:7, this is the only way you do it. For there are three that testify. The Spirit, you need that. The water, you need that. And the blood, you need that. These three are in agreement. So, my brothers and my sisters, if you don't have those three, what three, Brother Will? Spirit, water, and blood. Because verse 9 says, 1 John 5:9 says, even if we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony that God has given about his Son. So you got experience, you got this, that, and that. You got money, you got cars, you got the blood type that controls the world. All of the elite got this blood type. But guess what? Them suckers don't got what I got. They ain't got the Spirit of God. They ain't got the water of God, the hydro. And they ain't got the blood from God. That's how you overcome the world. That's why you need to be on this series. So you can understand your blood type is your God type. Excuse me. It is your pattern. This is how you overcome the world and him that's in the world. Because they use their blood to do mystical and magical things. We can do the same thing, but we need spirit and water along with the blood. So you go out there with just the blood if you want to, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? So I'm encouraging everybody, again, simply go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. Cost of the series, again, $99 between now and the 24th. After that, $149. Then after that, $199. Again, the series comes with two previous series that I've done, What Your Blood Says About You, and Blood Alchemy, which is another 10-hour series. What Your Blood Says is an actual written book or a PDF book. Those two come with you. I was just going to give it to people who, you know, enroll early, but hey, we're going to give it to everybody. The benefit to enrolling early, you save some money. That should be benefit enough, or motivation enough. Brothers and sisters, again, this is a very important series. Day one is going to be the intro. Day two, we're going to talk about blood type A. Day three, A positive, A negative, B positive, B negative, AB positive, AB negative, O positive, O negative. And then day 10, the conclusion, we're going to wrap everything up, make a copy of it. And everybody that's a paid member, again, I will send you that complete copy in a one download, so that way you can have it. Again, if you pay for the shipping, I'll even put it on a USB for you, so that way you have it just on the USB. You just plug it into your laptop and play. So please, brothers and sisters, go to the website or email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Email address again is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Let me know you want to be part of this life-changing series. Starts on June the 30th. Did I say June? Yeah, I did say June. I thought I said January. June the 30th. Brothers and sisters, I love you. Appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, by the Spirit, the water, and the blood, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert you, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.